您现在听到的是精简版的 Roundtable 节目，想收听并下载一小时完整节目，可以打开网站 CRIEZFM.com， 点击 Roundtable。Podcast 用户可以搜索圆桌会议。A Chinese couple was infuriated after they received their pre-wedding photos taken in Bali, which cost them nearly 30,000 yuan, as friends and netizens say that the photos look tacky and the backdrop is nothing like Bali. 即将成婚的一对四川情侣在一家婚纱摄影处交纳了28,999元，选择去巴厘岛拍婚纱照。照片拿到之后，发现有各种乱花丛、石头、野草、黄土，还有一头牛。So basically, did you take a look at the photos? Were they as bad as people say they are?
I've seen them. It made me laugh. One of them's taken, I mean, Bali's renowned for its beautiful beaches, but this beach scene is kind of looks like mud to me, and very unattractive. In one of the photos, you can see a herd of cows in the background.
Yes.
For me, the thing is that if I paid 30, how much was it? 30,000?
Almost 30,000,
30,000 yuan. You know, I would expect something better than this. These are the photos like your friend would take on their phone without even planning the pictures. Just a quick snap, aren't they, really? So I would be upset about the money. But as for the actual photos, this could start a meme. You know, this could go viral with people looking for the worst place to take a wedding photo, like on a building site or something.
I see.
You know, I mean, think of some worse places where you could have your wedding photos taken. It could become, you know, you could get the real pictures done and then have some really bad ones taken in some horrible other location.
I hope you don't plan that idea into your girlfriend's mind.
You don't look convinced by this, her young.
I'm certainly not going to be part of that.
What would be the worst place where you could have your wedding photos taken? Perhaps our listeners might know. The worst backdrop for wedding photos.
I think this is terrible advertisement for Bali, because
yes.
I can't imagine Bali looking so terrible, you know, from the look of this. But I think here is really that photographer does not have an eye for...
No. For
taking photos at all. Because when you look at, you know, Anne Leibovitz or, you know, those really top photographers, they can make a dumpster look fabulous. That's what I say. So I think here you're seeing someone who's obviously not qualified doing the job. And with customers paying this much, I think this is fraud. This is cheating on people. That's how bad it is.
Well,
it
I think,
is.
I mean, the pictures are very bad, aren't they?
They look like they've been taken by a passers-by, you know,
yes.
Someone passing and said, can you snap a photo of us? Yes, sure, you know, then that's what the effect will be like.
Yeah, they do look like that.
Yeah.
For me, it's not really an issue of Bali or the wedding photos. I mean, they're still great. Actually, this couple have got some great memories. You know, not only are their wedding pictures awful, and everyone will want to see them to see how terrible they are, but they've got a story to tell for the rest of their lives, how it went viral around the world on the internet.
Oh, that's probably true, but I don't think that's
like
the fact they want.
No,
it's not. And it's like they're being known for having really ugly photos taken. I think that's the last thing people want to be remembered for. And the latest development of things is the groom-to-be said that the photo agency agreed to compensate them monetarily and also redo a photo shoot for them in Chengdu. But I'd like to know if it's the same photographer.
Yes, that's right.
I want to know that photographer's name. That photographer
that
could become...
That person should be banned. Well, never take another photo in your life.
They should get that photographer on the Spring Festival Gala to give a little lesson in how to take photos.
Oh, no.
I mean, that photographer could become a celebrity because of this, really. Because the pictures are so awful.
Yeah. I guess. One of our listeners, Heidi, said, I guess the couples were cheated because I've been to Uluwatu Temple this year during the Spring Festival. I guess that's in Bali. And the scenery is amazing. The water is clean and so on. In short, the photographer didn't achieve the ideal results, so the customer had the right to get the refund or ask the pictures to be taken again.
Fair enough, but wait a minute. The couple were there when the pictures were taken.
Yeah, that's another
thing.
Didn't
they say, well, you know, why are we in a field of cows? I mean, you can't have your photo taken in a field of cows and then expect, you know,
no
the
cows
to
disappear.
Expect the Taj Mahal to be in the background or
but
something
the thing
like that.
Is, you would never know, because if it's a good photographer, they can make a minefield look great, you know. That's the kind of magic a good photographer can make. And here, it's an underqualified one, and even taking photos that's like worse than what I can do, basically.
Yeah. Still, I think my advice for people who are about to take wedding photo is to, you'd better take matters into your own hands, at least a little bit. Now, when you decide to go to a place, spend $3,000, $4,000 or even more than that, you know, to travel to a strange place, do some research about, you know, what's the ideal places for wedding shots. And then consult the photographer, maybe ask them whether they think it's an appropriate place, and definitely look at the photos right after they're being taken, right? Look at it on a digital camera.
But look where you are. I mean, you know, the one of them at the what looks like a muddy beach, there's no way that could be transformed into the white golden sands that you'll probably find on the other side of Bali.